Shirin Yom Kes, Misaf HaShamas, by Rosh Hashiva, Yishuv and Yerushalayim continued, Kof Beis, Shirat, and Tov Shirin Yom Kes, February 10th, 1988, and Wednesday continued.
Then we stand with Yotale, we stand with Yotale, since it's Vash Potolche, there couldn't be Nazik in Vash, especially in regard to Shia, Nazik in Vash, when it's Vash Potolche, but in the case of Lloyd's Vashal Kotorchen, then it's Melzekim Vashal, because after all, if he would put a part, Biodain, Chazore, a part that Lloyd's Vashal Kotorchen, then it would be Mevashal Mamesh, either the Raise, according to the Rambam, or Chola Pochas and the Rabbon, according to the Rashbo, so Mele by Shie, by any God, so by Shie, it would be Osea, because of Melzekim Vashal. But in the case of Nisbashal Kotzorche, then it couldn't be Melzik in Nivashel, by Shia. So Mele, that's why Rashi is only Matir Shia in connection with the day that was Nisbashal Kotzorche on the standard Yopale. So it's Matir, because then if it's Nisbashal Kotzorche, there is no Yisrael of Melzik in Nivashel. And the only Issa could be on the basis of Zei Roshem Yechatur Yecholim. So since there is a riot, that there is a Shadas, there is no Zei Roshem Yechatur Yecholim. Mashen came vis-a-vis Egdeiro, that when it's Vashal Kotzorche, so then it is also without recourse to Zei Roshem Yechatur Yecholim, because of Melzik in Nivashel. All right. Now. Right now. Now. Gemara. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Yechanan, Chiro Shizikru Abi Gefes Ubeitzin, Mashim Ole Otafshu Shemvish Kotorchei, Yechamim Shehucham Kotorchon, Vafil Mitzdam Mit Yotle. Omar Yahum Rabon Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, O Rav Shmuel Damo Tabayim Mitzdam Mit Yotle Yoseh, Omar Lehi, Otu Lesan Ol Yoda, Omar Rav Yisif, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Shmuel, Mitzdam Mit Yotle Yoseh, כי קמינו לו אחרי רבי יחנן קמינו. אומר צוי דו איזה מחלקס ביטוין רב ושמואל המונן אין רבי יחנן דאדרן in other words, whether you're allowed to be shea gdeiro that was mizbash al kotorche and mizstamit yopale, so Rav Shmuel Asar and Rav Yechanan is mat. Omer Rav Uptman Misha l'Rabash Atun di Mikre de Rav Shmuel, because Bovel, Mishan was in Bovel, Avidik Rav Shmuel, Anan Nevet Kabir. So, in other words, he will do like Kabir. Omer Abay le Rav Yisse, Mao Mishis, Omer Lei Ho Rav Yude Masha Le Yoch, Omer Lei Bami Menei de Rav Yude de Chim de Mitzukeme, אפילו בישאבס נמי שאול למנת. So what do you mean בישאבס? It's the Melee because he is in Yisuf. God will hear זה מהו מי שיז בישאי מיקופו מיסוקנו. God will hear זה בולמס ביצוריך לאחל מחל מוסי ביטי מחל מוסי ביטי. So ליבי לוחמה. But talking about people who are Nazi, so is it muter or it's not muter? Omalei, the Sura Mashu, the Rav Nachman now, here we don't have to say that Misukan means Mamish Bikoach Nefesh. It could be Mamish Bikoach Nefesh also. But from Rashi's Loshin, it's not, maybe Rashi means that all the layers in Bumes. So the Mishal Zibunas, the Mishnah Yunus says, so Machim Esin Yakipurim, it all depends what Bumas means. Bumas means a strong desire to eat, to drink something. Sometimes it assumes such astronomical dimensions that if you don't give it to eat, so then it might be fatal to him. But here it does not have to be Bumas in that sense. Lashon of Rashi is, Because here it's a question of the Rabbanon, and many of the Shemim say that even a Chirish Riv is a Kohen, so we are muter to do all Shmus in the Rabbanon, Machlekes Rishayim. But some Mele, now it's not clear what Rashi Shite is. So if Rashi Shite is like the Rishayim, that every Shmus is muter for a Chirish Riv is a Kohen, Sakone is a male, Rashi doesn't mean Nisukonu in the sense of Nisukon Mamish Pikach Nevesh. Nisukonu is a chayle, it will be detrimental for Israel. Whatever. So, Mimilo, for healthy people, is Shia Muter or Shia is not Muter? Omalei bisura mash, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Moreh Luvda. Moreh Luvda, what it means, a master of behavior. You say, Moreh means a master. Moreh Dasra means he's the master. In a certain place, Pesach in a certain place. And Moreh Luvda means he's the master of Hanhog, the big tzaddik. So, Moreh Luvda midagde yimasot. ומאשר ביוח אומר רב אשי כמיני כמי רבוני בישון לי כסי להרסן כסי להרסן דת דוגים פי שם שולים וישם למקרח ביוח לידיים נעים שם כסוב המסלם ביוח ומותר ומשום דחיל יהיו בני חנס יסלאו מסתם מגרה ליהו אומר רב נחמן מסתם מקריות ליוסר מסתם מקריה למותר קודם יוצא קודם מלכה סתם יקרה לו אלי בא מטף של דריקטה so אין מטף של דתס פלאו סתם יקרה לו except טף של דריקטה יאף אגב דיבליך אני סתם יקרה אופליהו except אין טף של לפס לפס וסקרץ יאף אגב דיבליך So I once witnessed an argument between two Hungarian rabbonim who were arguing. I don't think that makes sense, the argument. So they were arguing with a certain Hungarian people, Hungarian women. So when they make a joint, they put in flour. I don't know. There are certain Hungarian women who think that if you put in flour in chong, so the chong tastes better. So two Hungarian rabbonim years ago had a big argument. They said they tried to bring a riot from this gemara, that flour shouldn't be put in chong. Why? Because what's the purpose of chong? The purpose of chong is because it's the stomach we operate as the yechas of chong. There are two reasons for eating chong. One reason for eating chong, you know, you probably hear from certain Orthodox people, if you don't eat chong, so you have to investigate it. Maybe it's not the case. Well, it's based upon a Balamoyan Shabbos. The Balamoyan Shabbos says that somebody refuses to eat chametz, so then we have to beat him. Maybe he has apikorsish ideas, because the Karoim, the Karoites, they explain everything to Pshute, so So they said it means you cannot let fire burn in Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the Fume Karoim used to sit in darkness, couldn't even light, because you behave there is arranged for Homer Shabbos, you see. Even the Karoim walk open. I mean, don't think that the Karoim can't have Fume people. I mean, you have Fume conservative rabbis too. I mean, you have Fume all over. So the Karoim were very Fume. So they refused to leave the light on in Shabbos. And they couldn't eat anything because the day there was the Barei, the Homer Shabbos, Shabbos. And there were many Karoim in the time of the Balamoya, so that's why the Balamoya says that if somebody doesn't eat chametz, we have to be ready. That doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to eat chametz. Now, somebody, well, I don't teach often, for various reasons. And when somebody recommends me for not eating chong, after all, the Ramayya says that if one doesn't eat chamum, he has to be Vedic, he has to be Nidic, all right? So, be Vedic. So, but I say I have another talent. The Ramayya say that if somebody doesn't eat chong, he has to be Vedic. If somebody doesn't drink chamum, and I'm eating chamum, we're drinking a lot of hot tea and chong. I drink a lot of hot tea on Shabbos, more than anybody else. So, what does Ramayya say? If somebody doesn't eat chont, you have to bake him. If somebody doesn't drink hot food, but if somebody drinks hot tea, and that's because of the ticket that stands on the brach whole Shabbos, so it's a riot that he's not a kaloye chas v'shalom. Because if he had been a kaloye, so then he drink hot tea. So the hot tea. Some melee, one real halachic purpose for eating chont is because to eat ham, but for that you don't have to eat chont, you can drink tea. But there's another purpose. Why are some people marked and chont? Another purpose, inik shabbos, all right? So they enjoy chont. So in order to have a maximum inik shabbos, according to their taste, so it has to be in its stomach the other. So at one time, one wolf was screaming against the women who put in flour in chong, he says. They defy the Gemara. The Gemara says, Claude Milse, he happened to be a wolf who had tears in Shasam. So Claude Milse called in his Benirch and his stomach the Rolex. So, anything that has flour, so if you put flour in the chong, you contaminate the chong. It's in stomach the rally, what kind of an inik shabbos? Well, the other Indian world was also very knowledgeable. And he says, so he answered him. So he says, the Gemara says, libam tafshul delifte. And tafshul lifte means simes, he says, carrots. And every chong doesn't have simes. If you don't have tzimes, it's not a chont altogether. So once you put in tzimes, you can put in flour too. So, I mean, I appreciate that, especially the pchias of the other one who defended that the women, you know, put in flour in the chont that has tzimes. But I think that the whole discussion is ridiculous. Because whether it's in stomach virale or in stomach diotera has to be determined by the taste of the people. There is no objective standard. Let's say certain people like chong. If it more in stomach, you like it so much, fine. But suppose a certain person doesn't like chong, so you'll say it's a Shabbos lawyer. What kind of a Shabbos is if he can't stand it? Some melee, here the Gemara itself says, Bahanim miladim bebisre, avolez bebisre mistamik velaral. Bichis bebisre namle amoron. So that it's mistamik viopale, elonika boiling out. Avok boilele ochim mistamik velaral. What's the pshat here? So Rashi says, Leichim zorich tiches chshubes, losum mitneyen, binderach kovet bitafshil hamistamik. So in other words, so then it's considered mistamik v'ra'al. Why? Because he has many guests, important guests at the table. So what? Monefshat. If mistamik v'yofale has to be determined on the basis of taste alone, so what if he has guests? It doesn't look nice to serve, you know, contracted potatoes, potatoes that are mitzvah. It doesn't look nice, but they'll enjoy it. So why, if it doesn't look nice, the answer is, mitzvah yofel is not determined on the basis, exclusively on the basis of the taste. Taste is one factor, but there are other factors too. A person enjoys more, let's say, less enjoyable food, but if the whole panorama, I mean, the table and the tablecloth and the chandelier and everything is satisfying. So mele, when contracted potatoes are served to distinguished guests, then they don't enjoy it so much. Even though from the point of view of the taste alone, they'll enjoy it just as much, but that's not the only factor. So mele, it's not shayach to say, mention a gemara. In other words, when somebody asks you a shayach, would a certain food chowed is in stomach the other way or in stomach the other? I also think that in stomach the chowed is the best example of in stomach the other way. But not because on the basis that the Mishneh Berurah says so. Because the fact that the Mishneh Berurah will say the chowed is in stomach the other way doesn't mean that now food is in stomach the other way. Maybe now the tastes of the people are different, so it's not in stomach the other way. So just like saying that you can't make havdalah on coffee because the Mishneh Berurah says that you have to make havdalah only on wine or beer. Mishneh Berurah says so. Why? Because in the time of Mishneh Berurah in Radin, so only beer was used as a challah medineh. Coffee was not used. But that does not mean that leilam voed, you cannot make havdalah. It's ridiculous to say. So in other words, when you ask a shayla, you have to ask a shayla on Shabbos, whether a certain thing is in stomach the operator or in stomach the rale. Now if somebody will ask me in connection with chom, I'll also say that chom is in stomach the operator. Why? Because today, fortunately, I mean, they have the other Jews, fortunately, they have the same taste as 100 years ago. I mean, especially Hungarian Jews, I mean, they feel the same way as the Hungarian Jews in Hungary 100 years ago, maybe more strongly than the Jews in Hungary 100 years ago. So merely to stand with the other way. But we cannot say, Mishneh Berurah doesn't discuss that, I mean, what is in stand with the other way or what is not in stand with the other way. But he doesn't discuss that. But to say, if you stand with the other way, not the Mishneh Berurah. First of all, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention it. But suppose the Mishneh Berurah does mention the chowd is in stomach yofre. Is that the Chayah Berurah that today is in stomach yofre? It just happens that it is in stomach yofre. So we see that if people were not satisfied with a contracted potato when it was served to important guests, so then it has a din of mistamit virale. Mistamit virale. And the same thing is true about making havdalah and Pepsi Cola or coffee or tea with sugar. So the Hashulchan was matir to make havdalah and tea with sugar. Why? But the Mishneh Berurah says only on beer. It's not that there is a machlekes. The Mishneh Berurah passed in the way it was in Radin 120 years ago. So the only thing that was used as a challah medineh was beer. But that doesn't mean that today Pepsi Cola is not a challah medineh. Today, even tea with sugar is not a challah medineh. My father, Zechen Lebroch, many times made havdalah on tea with sugar because beer he couldn't drink and the wine certainly not. So he made on tea with sugar and no one mentioned, not a Mishneh Berurah says. Because the people in those days had more understanding than some of the people today. Today they think that if the Mishneh Berurah says something and they don't understand why the Mishneh Berurah says it. Of course what the Mishneh Berurah says is true, but you have to understand the Mishneh Berurah too, you know. Behind the written atheist, the Mishneh Berurah says you can only make havdalah on beer. Because that was the situation in Radin 120 years ago. But today the situation changed. Alright. Avot. Yes.
When you say the stomach, the upper leg, leg goes on the individual, not on the micro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The
word leg goes on the individual. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Subjective. Subjective. So, the chizvi pischa namale amoron elo iloi kaboyel elohim. Aber kvoyle ochen stamt mir al. Und mit de deise mit tamre mit stamt mir al. Now, that does not mean, I suppose, in a stam, it's still the same, people still feel the same way. But if it will turn out then people don't consider that way. Let's say the tastes of the people. Mishtana teva miodim, there is such a thing as mishtana teva miodim also. So then to have a din of Islamic theophilus. Boy, mine, oh no, all right, we'll leave it here, okay. So now, so we should go where the whole Gemara, we should bring it up to the Mishnah of Mason, Bates of Paramount. But in connection, we should concentrate on the Sugya in Chum and in Burakame, that on Aleph, on the Aleph, the Machlekes between the Meir and the Yehuda and the Richter's home, and the Gaut and the Bashar Mishatis. It's not a simple thing. Of course, no one passes like a Richter's home. But most Bishenim Paschal like a Bule, but the Goyen, because of our Gemara, Paschal like a Mea. Because our Gemara mentions only the Mea's member, not the Bule. So we should go over the Sugye in Chul, like the Svov, and the Sugye in Bovakame and Al. It's a very important Sugye. Question is, why does the Bule say one way and the other way? Constitution of the Minister. Oh.